Pattaya Thailand Travel, Raw Budget Guide to Real Pattaya, Thailand. Pattaya Thailand travel begins for me at the wet edge of a fishing pier off beach road, watching a man in rubber boots sort mackerel into blue plastic crates while the ice melts around his ankles. It's early. The concrete is still cool. Bangkok Airways dropped me here yesterday, a short hop, propellers loud enough to feel in your teeth, and now I'm standing where the whole thing started. Because Pattaya started here. Not with the neon. With the water. This was a quiet fishing village. A cluster of stilt houses and boats, nothing more. Then the Vietnam War rewrote it. In the 1960s, American servicemen came off the bases inland looking for rest, and this stretch of coast became their R&R hub almost overnight. The village couldn't say no to that kind of money. It never got the chance. You can still read that history in the street grid. Beach Road runs dead straight along the bay, laid out fast and functional, built to move people and cash, not to be beautiful. The buildings behind it went up cheap and stacked close, decade after decade, concrete on concrete. It's an infrastructure that grew faster than any plan could hold it. But at dawn, the old town underneath still breathes. The fishermen never left. They work the piers before the tourists wake, hauling nets, hosing decks, arguing prices in Thai over crates of squid. The smell out here is diesel and salt and fish guts, sharp and honest, cut through by the sweetness of a woman frying pork skewers on a cart wheeled up to catch the workers. I misread the Songthaw schedule this morning. My own fault. Thought I'd catch an early ride down the coast, ended up stuck on a curb for an extra hour. Best mistake I've made in weeks. I watched the city do its unglamorous work, delivery trucks reversing into narrow soys, monks collecting alms in saffron, a mechanic dragging a scooter engine onto newspaper spread across the sidewalk. This is the Pattaya nobody photographs. The one that clocks in. Skip the half-board resort towers pinning down the North Beach. You want the guesthouse two streets back, where the walls are thin and the market starts at 6. That's where the real city lives. That's what this guide is about. Starting Pattaya Thailand travel where the grid was born. Pattaya wasn't always this. Half a century back, it was farmland and a shoreline nobody wanted. The transformation into a leave destination for foreign forces rewrote everything. You can still read that history in the way the streets sit, laid out fast and functional, built for volume rather than beauty. Walk the older stretches and the peeling paint tells you the age. Faded shopfronts sit under signage layered 3 deep, each generation of business painted over the last, the plaster cracking where humidity has chewed through decades of cheap render. Tracing the old village under the concrete, the original settlement survives in fragments. Head to the southern headland and the density drops. Older Thai Chinese families still hold plots here, their homes wedged between goosthouses that went up in a hurry. The pace is different. You hear roosters over the hum of scooters. This is where Pattaya Thailand travel gets interesting for anyone who wants the pre-boom bones rather than the neon shell. A woman there sold me grilled bananas for 20 baht, the sugar caramelized black at the edges, the smoke thick enough to sting. Comparing value against nearby Jomtien, everyone lands in central Pattaya. Fewer push south to Jomtien, and that gap is where the value hides. Jomtien rooms run 30 to 40% cheaper for the same square footage. The trade-off is fewer transport links and a quieter night. For serious Pattaya Thailand travel on a budget, that quiet is the point. Why choose central Pattaya then? Data-driven answer, you are paying for walkability. Central puts you within 800 meters of the transit routes, the wet markets, and the historic core. Jomtien makes you dependent on a ride for every errand. Insider tip 1, the Blue Baht bus from Central to Jomtien is a flat 10 baht per person if you flag it on the main loop. Drivers quote 100 baht as a private hire to tourists. Know the loop route and pay the local rate. Booking a real room without overpaying. I stayed at the Sawas DC View, a no-frills mid-block property, at 650 baht per night for a double with aircon. The hospitality was blunt but honest. The front desk woman remembered my name by day two and warned me off a laundry place that overcharged. No pretense, no upselling. Compare that to the all-inclusive towers on the strip charging 3,500 baht where the staff smile on a schedule and the buffet food sits under heat lamps. I ate better for less at the corner stalls, a plate of cow man gai for 50 baht, the chicken fat rice dense and warm, ginger sauce sharp enough to clear your head. Insider tip 2, book budget rooms for arrival dates midweek. Weekend rates near the core jump 200 to 400 baht because of domestic visitors from inland. Sunday to Thursday stays cut the bill noticeably. Reading the post-war architecture on foot, my plan was simple, a three-day walking survey of the historic core, no tours, tracing how the Leave-era construction shaped the modern layout. The buildings from that boom are squat and utilitarian, thick concrete against the heat, balconies added later as afterthoughts. Look up and you see the layers. Original two-story blocks with newer floors stacked on top, the join visible, the older brick a different color. The municipal district keeps a few of these standing near the old market. The humidity presses down at noon, the air heavy with charcoal smoke and cut lime, the pavement radiating heat through thin sandals. This is Pattaya Thailand travel strip to its foundations. Deciding why Pattaya still earns the trip, so why come here over the polished coastal towns further out? Practical reasons. The transport density is unmatched for the price. You can reach the Naklua wet market and the historic quarter and the southern village all on 10 baht rides. The food economy runs deep, so a full day of eating costs under 200 baht. The accommodation floor is genuinely low, 400 baht rooms still exist if you walk the back lanes and ask in person. Insider tip 3, the wet market at Naklua opens hard at 5 a.m. and the best produce is gone by 7. Go early, bring small notes, and the vendors will cut you fair prices before the crowd arrives. Late arrivals pay double for wilted greens. Planning Pattaya Thailand travel means accepting the contradiction. A quiet village buried under a boom town, both still working, both visible if you slow down and look at the plaster. That layered history is the real reason to spend your baht here. Outro, the concrete remembers last entry from this stretch of coast. The morning light hit Naklua differently today. I stood watching old men haul their catch, hands cracked from decades of the same work. Their fathers did this before the money came. Before the neon. Pattaya was nothing once. A quiet cluster of families who read the tides. Then the war changed everything. Soldiers arrived looking for a break, and the town rebuilt itself around their wants. Fast. Cheap. Permanent. You can still read that history in the layout. The rigid streets. The bars stacked shoulder to shoulder where rice paddies once sat. What struck me, the old and the new never fully separated. At Naklua, a grandmother sorted the morning haul into baskets while a jet ski rental blasted music 200 meters south. Same water. Two economies. Her weathered face caught the gray dawn as she flicked a stingray onto worn wooden planks, her movements unchanged by 50 years of chaos crawling toward her doorstep. The hidden cost I learned today, those cheap 40 baht noodle stalls near the wet market charge foreigners a menu price of 60 if you don't watch. Point at what locals eat. Pay what they pay. My rented studio ran 8,000 baht monthly, while the half-board resort down the road wanted 3,500 a night for worse water pressure. Pattaya Thailand travel rewards the patient. Practical impact, I moved slower today and spent less. That is the whole lesson of Pattaya Thailand travel. Watch the hands of people who live here. Tomorrow I head inland to Jomtien, away from this grid, to find the quieter Thai families who never left when the town flipped. Different rhythm. Same coast. I want to see what survived.